Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Today we're going to continue speaking about the first spiritual work of mercy, which is to counsel the doubtful. Sirach chapter 40, verse 25 says, "Gold and silver make the foot stand sure, but good counsel is esteemed more than both." And we hear Tobit say to his son Tobias in Tobit 4:18, he says, "Seek advice from every wise man, and do not despise any useful counsel." If you're the type of person that people come to for advice, or if you feel led to help others in this way, it's important to pray for the gift of counsel. Pray for the gift of counsel, especially for your own personal spiritual life, but also to be able to help others as well. The gift of counsel perfects the virtue of prudence. So the virtue of prudence helps you to know what should be done and what should be avoided. A prudent person is someone who reflects on something, they seek advice, they make good judgments based on the evidence that they have, and they take the right actions. The gift of counsel really simplifies and perfects that whole process. It helps you discern immediately and with certainty what needs to be done in difficult circumstances. It's a kind of a supernatural intuition. Plus, and this is also very important too, it helps us to see things in the light of eternity, not just the here and now. Don DeLindo, in his book, Come Holy Spirit, says this. He says, "The absence of this gift of counsel leaves us confused in our planning, precipitous in our proposals, imprudent in our speech, and rash in our undertakings." And he notes that the gift of counsel helps us to distinguish between the promptings of grace in my life and those of nature. So if I have the gift of counsel, I can tell whether I'm being motivated or being led by my natural inclinations or likes or dislikes or instincts, or whether I'm being led by God's grace, whether I'm being led by His Spirit. I can learn to discern the difference between those two in my own life, nature and grace, then I can also help others to begin to distinguish them as well. And sometimes it's not just my spirit or God's spirit that I have to discern. I think we know this. I also have to discern when I'm being led or being tempted by the evil spirit as well. Don DeLindo says this. He says, "A soul who has received the gift of counsel constantly walks in the living splendor of a supernatural light, sees to the very core of every prompting of the heart, and uncovers all the malice nesting there, and all the tricks of Satan or illusions of a corrupt nature. The soul experiences a strong interior impulse whereby it finds the power to face the truth and repress the promptings of nature, and can attain a wonderful purity of heart and a true holiness of life," says Don DeLindo. He has many beautiful things actually to say about the gift of counsel in that book, Come Holy Spirit. Another example we'll share is just this one. He says, "The soul which listens to the interior voice of the Holy Spirit ceases to trust itself and yields to the continuous direction of the Holy Spirit. This abandonment is one of the greatest graces and the ultimate end to which the gift of counsel leads the soul. The Holy Spirit then governs and directs the affections of the heart, takes possession of it, and establishes there a perfect and imperturbable tranquility, provided the soul follows his light and his promptings and represses the promptings of nature at their onset. The Lord reigns as sovereign in this heart and fills it with his holy affections, whose ardor sometimes lasts for entire days and nights without any interruption." It's very beautiful when you think about that, when you reflect on what the gift of counsel does for a soul. Counseling the doubtful is a work of mercy most fitted to pastors and superiors and confessors and obviously spiritual directors, those who are entrusted essentially with the care of souls. It's also important for parents and teachers of any stripe as well, too. Someone has said that the best counselors are contemplatives because, more than others, they're actually led by the gift of counsel. Contemplatives have an imperturbable good sense, said Don DeLindo. True wisdom, wonderful dispositions for giving practical solutions to difficult problems. And in every question, they address the key point, even if not particularly endowed with learning and human culture. I read about that. I thought of Mother Angelica, the contemplative who would give counsel, very practical counsel to people who would come to her. So if you want to or need to grow in this area of giving counsel to others, it's good also to have a devotion to Our Lady as Mother of Good Counsel. I always invoke Our Lady of Good Counsel, and I invoke the Holy Spirit before any spiritual direction session. They always help sessions to go better. During her whole life, we know Our Lady was guided by the Holy Spirit and was especially endowed with the gift of counsel, which means that her thoughts and actions always lined up with the Holy Spirit's thoughts and his actions. It also means that she always gave the best advice to everyone. Remember what she said? Do whatever he tells you. Do whatever my son tells you. That was the last recorded words of Our Lady in Scripture, John 2, verse 5. Do whatever he tells you. That he is her son, our Lord. Our Lady directs us always to do what is pleasing to Jesus and what is suggested and even commanded by him. So if we're devoted to the Mother of Good Counsel, all of the advice that we give to others will lead them to more perfectly follow and obey her Son and to more perfectly be conformed to the will of God, which is actually a very, very beautiful thing. It's not an easy thing to be conformed to the will of God. It's a beautiful thing. It's not easy. Our Lady wants us to prefer beautiful to easy. We have to make that choice every day. I'm going to prefer beautiful to easy today. Lastly, probably the best counsel we can leave you with today is this. If you want to trust God, if you want to grow in holiness, if you want to experience true freedom, if you want your life to be blessed, if you want to become the person that God created you to be, what do you have to do? You have to learn to interiorize God's love. Learn to interiorize and personalize God's love. It's for you. Learn to take it to heart. Ask Our Lady to help you. Learn to take God's love to heart. When you do that, he'll do amazing things for you, and he'll make you abound in works of mercy, including giving counsel to those with doubting minds or doubting hearts. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.